The hardest thing to do is to lose. My greatest fear is death. I was raised a Jehovah's Witness. Yesterday, I went home, I was helping my mom with her talk for the Theocratic Ministry School, and she read, "There's nothing to fear because the dead know nothing." I told her, I want to know everything. I want to feel. I want to be alive. It's too good. Even though the world is so bad, we love too deep to really ever be at peace, you know, with the ones that have passed. I saw Aunt Dirk yesterday. Jaden and Kendall were with me. She said, she told him, "Thank you for my car." It made me cry. I don't know why, I break out and cry every day. I said, "That's okay. It just means you're alive. You feel deeply." But is it? We shouldn't have to feel pain or hurt, really. I have to try and release that ocean of sadness every day. How long is she gonna have to cry before she's okay? I miss her happy tears. I miss having more happy days than bad ones. 2020 was a doozy. It was like blow after blow after blow. A lot of people lost a lot of people. A lot of people had to tap in with a lot of bad memories. Then we continued our talk and she told me how much she fights to remember sometimes. She said, "You know, I got a little spill of Alzheimer's."
Yes, I am back.
Sit. Let me see this head of yours. Look at all this growth.
You see it? A lot of growing. So much.
Just like this hair, the only way we can live is if we grow. And we grow because we change. And we change because we have learned, baby. We have been exposed.
Yes.
And the only way that we become exposed is if we throw ourselves out into the open. But you know that now.
I do know that. I do.
So what is real? And what is illusion, Marlana?
Whatever I choose to believe.